It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
Every day.
It's a new life for me.
You must think I'm crazy.
I'm a cowboy.
Knights in white satin.
It's a new life for me. Yeah, it's a new dawn.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland has announced its new list of inductees. Melissa Locker, culture reporter, is here to talk about the honorees and also who got snubbed. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd.
We'll go down the list. Who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
So this year, there are some people who are absolutely expected to be in, and they are certainly there. There's Bon Jovi, Moody Blues, Dire Straits, plus The Cars, which I'm very excited about, as well as Nina Simone and the amazing sister Rosetta Tharpe, who's getting an early influencer award, which she absolutely deserves.
So what does this list say to you, if anything? Bon Jovi, the hero of karaoke singers everywhere.
Okay, so acts like Bon Jovi, Moody Blues, and Dire Straits, this was all the first year that they were nominated, and it's the first year that they were inducted. And they were obviously fan favorites, so it's, you know, the Rock Hall is listening to the fans.
What else?
Well, this is one of the first years that the fans have been allowed to vote. It's a fairly recent introduction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voting process, is letting fans have a say. And the winners for the fan vote were Bon Jovi, Moody Blues, Dire Straits, The Cars, and Judas Priest. And as you'll notice, a lot of those actually made it into the Rock Hall this year. Judas Priest is probably going to have to wait another year. I think they're going to make it eventually. But the fact that 4 fan votes actually made it into the Rock Hall is pretty impressive.
So taking it out of the back rooms of record executives or whoever else decides the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a lot of people will be thrilled to see Nina Simone getting this kind of recognition.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting that she's been able to get this recognition by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voters, particularly because she's not kind of traditionally what people would consider to be rock and roll, but she's definitely an important influence on everybody. Like, she gets sampled on every single Kanye West album, and she has been very influential on people like Mary J. Blige and probably Missy Elliott, and you can see her influence. And so while she's not traditionally rock and roll, she's definitely an important person to be included in its history.
Melissa Locker, maybe not a surprise that Dire Straits is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but a lot of other nominees didn't get in. I'm looking at a list that includes Radiohead, Kate Bush, the Eurythmics. None of those acts got in.
Yeah, and honestly, like every year that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announces its inductions, it's almost as much fun to talk about who didn't get in and who got snubbed. And over the years, there have been some pretty impressive snubs, like just really obvious things that at least fans feel absolutely deserve to be in the Rock Hall. Like, listen to this. Okay, so that is Chaka Khan. And, you know, she's been, people have been trying to get her into the Rock Hall for a long time. She was nominated a few years ago on her own. This year she was nominated as a featured artist with Rufus, and she still didn't make it. So hopefully she'll be able to get in next year or the year after. But, of course, acts like Chic were nominated 11 times, and Nile Rodgers only got inducted last year. So there are always, always outfits and artists who just don't get the recognition deserved. For instance, someone who I think you'll recognize, Devo.
Devo, I love it. Melissa Locker, if you get to play Chaka Khan, I get to play a little bit of LL Cool J. I can't live without my radio. That's Young LL from his first album. I hope it's a matter of time for him.
It probably will be, although I have to say artists like LL Cool J and even Nina Simone, people get a little proprietary about who is rock and roll and who is not. I interviewed Gene Simmons from the band Kiss a few years ago, and if you ever want to see him get really mad, which you don't really, start talking about who gets included in the Rock Hall of Fame and what is rock and roll. And I think there are, you know, he does represent a fair amount of the population who thinks that rock and roll is just exclusively rock and roll.
Well, sorry, Gene Simmons, rock and roll isn't just straight ahead 4/4 and axe bass guitars, although Kiss is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They were inducted a few years ago.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter, with the new inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and some of the acts that we better see in the future. Melissa, thanks.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.